Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Today I'm continuing to discuss the topic, Characteristics of Successful Homes. I'm sure that you want your home to be a successful one. A home where a strong bond of love binds each member of the family to one another. A home where your children adopt the standards for life that you yourself hold, and where they're maturing into responsible, decent young adults. To that end, then, there are several basic characteristics that should mark your home, characteristics that can be found in successful homes all across our world. One very basic principle that should occur in your home is that of the husband's leadership of the family. That's a biblical principle that dates back to the time of Adam and Eve. Consistently throughout the Bible, this principle keeps recurring. There are at least 11 distinct passages that bring out the principle of the husband's leadership. For example, in Numbers 30, the husband has control over the vows of his wife. In 1 Corinthians 11, Paul takes note of the fact that the woman was created for the man. In 1 Corinthians 14, Paul commands the woman to be silent in the churches, and then he adds the thought, "If they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church." In Ephesians 5, verses 22 to 24, we have the classic passage on the husband's leadership of the home, where the Bible says, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything." Now, no one would question the right of Christ to lead the church. Then why should we question the right of the husband to lead the family? That's his position, given him by the Lord. And just as the church receives God's blessing when it's submissive to the leadership of the Lord, so wives receive God's blessing when they submit themselves to their husbands. This is God's plan, and it brings about a successful home. I should point out that this does not mean that the husband will run roughshod over his wife's wishes in every detail. If he loves her, he'll do those things that please her. He'll consider her opinions and suggestions, and the vast majority of decisions will be arrived at by a mutual agreement. But in any organization, there will be times when the leaders disagree, and when that happens in the home, it is the husband who must make the final decision. By the way, I think that most women prefer it this way. Most women are more secure when their husband provides decisive leadership to the family. Incidentally, your children need this kind of a leadership. It sets the right role model for them to follow when they mature and establish their own homes, and it provides them with a home environment that will help them through their developing years. Many studies bear out the fact that delinquent children often come from homes that are mother-dominated. But when the husband takes his responsibilities seriously, when he prays over the decisions that face the family and tries sincerely to follow God's will in each of these matters, he sets a godly example for his family that will help them see the importance of following scriptural principles. Is this the case in your family? Does your husband lead the family? Does the wife lovingly submit her will to his? Then God can bless your home. But if the husband does not lead, and the wife does not submit, you need to confess your sin of rebellion to God's plan for the family. You need to confess that sin, and you need to begin developing the right practice of the husband's leadership. Only in this way will the Lord be able to bless your home.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.